Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Dimension, Dungeons, and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. So, got a couple things to talk about before we talk about the game. It's not Dungeons and Dragons, by the way, it's Mystera Legacy, which is almost maybe what Dungeons & Dragons might be if it was an arcade game. But, who knows? Basically, what we're playing is a medieval multiplayer game. It's not really anything like Dungeons & Dragons, but... Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons is a medieval multiplayer game, but it's different. It's got witches and warlocks and stuff like that, where this game doesn't really have that. So, it's a cross between Legend of Zelda and I'm not sure what else. But, anyways, it's cool with the exception of the decay rate. The decay rate is too quick. You got to repair your stuff like every other day, or it falls apart, and it really sucks. So that's the only thing I hate about the game. Other than that, the game's pretty awesome. Basically, we talk about everything. Our podcast started out to be more of an off-grid organic farm podcast, and anti-world order or one world government podcast. And so now we have our anti-one world government podcast at 7 o'clock. It's called Scrap Gov Scrap. And you can find it at scrapgovscrap.com. And this one, we pretty much talk about everything. Politics, religion, getting off the grid, farming, alternative health, man's medicine versus God's medicine. Don't forget to read our disclaimer. We talk about gaming. We talk about IT stuff. We talk about everything on this podcast, where the other podcast is strictly political, anti-one world government type of a podcast. So, yeah. My mom should be calling in, so hopefully calling me. My mom needs to call me. We got this ordeal about the house in Kansas City that was my grandparents' house. And, yeah. I'm trying to buy it. And we're having a family feud. And it's getting crazy. And I'm thinking about walking away from it. And saying, forget it, I don't want to buy it. But, nonetheless, if I can buy it, I'm going to buy it. If not, then I'm not. But it's a good deal. And I almost have the money to buy it. So I just need to, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Also saving up the money to drill for water on my land. If I get the house, I'm going to refinance and take the money out, because I'm going to buy it cash. And so I'm going to refinance, take the money out, and then drill for water on my land. And basically do the two major repairs that need to be done on the house in Kansas City. And on the land, I need to make a pond for the pigs. Well, for all the animals, for that matter. But I'm going to have the pigs slick it. And then... between the pigs and the geese, and then move them to the next level pond, so on and so forth. Got potentially 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or more potential ponds on this property. Maybe seven potential ponds on this property. They already had one, two, three, two of them. The berms broke, and the water ran out. And the third one just doesn't hold water. It just don't hold water. So that's where the pigs and the geese come in. So I got a backhoe coming in. He's gonna dig it out. And I got this other property that I got scammed into. There's tons of clay and rock there. Not good topsoil, just clay and rock. So I'm gonna use that for the berm. I'm gonna have him dig that whole pond out and then bring over the clay and rock for the berm. Build the I forgot what it's called now, but there's a different ways to do the drain for the pond, and there's a specific way we want to do it. I already bought the pipe. I really wanted a different kind of pipe, but this pipe will have to do. It's because the other pipe was way more expensive. So we'll see what we can do with it. So yeah, but that pond, this top pond's gonna be cheap. It's gonna cost me about $1,000. The lower pond that I wanna do is gonna cost me at least 10 grand. But that's gonna be the big pond. That thing's gonna be freaking huge. So, that's gonna be the last pond that we do, if we even do it. But I plan to. Anyhow, we got a lot of work to do here on the farm. But basically, it's an off-grid organic farm and retreat. So eventually, it's going to be a campground. But we're going to not just have a campground. And the campground's going to be small because we're going to have a storefront up here. And we'll just have a couple cabins where people can do like a membership type thing or something. I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. But we'll have a few small cabins where people can come and stay and learn, and kind of like a little school. People can come and stay and learn and kind of see what it's like to get off the grid and see if they want to do it themselves. So yeah. If I acquire more land, I can, put the different off-grid type cabins on it. We got 15 acres next door that's available, or that's not available. It's potentially available in the future. So I'm going to try to maybe buy it. And then our other neighbors, they got 15 acres. They're getting old, and I think they're about to retire. Maybe going to want to sell their house, but that property is going to be at least $150,000. But it's already got a house on it. It's not off the grid though. So I don't know. But that's $150,000 house. That's gonna be, at least $1,000 a month house payment. And it'll be worth it if I can rent out the garage, because the guy's like a mechanic and he has a garage. And if I could turn around and rent out the garage to a mechanic, then to pay the bills, then shoot, that'll be worth it. But like I said, it's not off the grid. I can make it off the grid. I mean, that's what the Amish do. They buy a perfectly good house and rip all the electric out of it. And well, I don't know if they rip the electric out or not, but they basically shut the electric off and they just don't use it. Because I was at one Amish guy's house today, yesterday, and they had a light bulb in the light socket, and but I don't think they used the electricity. But I don't know. I mean, it was a modern light bulb, one of those fluorescent light bulbs. So I'm not sure the Amish don't really use electricity. I think some of them do, and they just say they don't. Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Tower's Mysterious Legacy, Mamma Noogie, and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah! Last podcast, it was technical difficulties. This one, I simply lost track of time.
Bow, 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 bow. I'm talking about the Amish.
The Amish?
Yeah, did you notice that that guy that we went to talk to, the first guy we talked to about the solar panels,
Yes.
inside his office, inside his house, there was a fluorescent light bulb in the light socket?
That's a let's not name names.
Right. And if I recall, his wife was sewing, and she could have been using one of those foot pedal
Treadles. Yeah.
sewing machines, but how do we know?
Well, we'd have to see her doing it.
I know, right? Now, granted, he does install solar panels. He could be off the grid, which, even though he would be using electricity, which would be against their code, he's not centralized. Therefore, it would be
Oh.
going with their code.
Yeah, I'd be in total agreement with that, except for the fact that even solar panels is a form of centralization because we can't make them ourselves.
We can.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to be a feather factory. I
That's what I'm
killed one of my
doing.
chickens. I killed one of my chickens accidentally.
I know, I hate it when it happens. That's why you have to use knitting needles when you're working with chickens.
Or shovels.
Or shovels. Or sheep shears. If you use sheep shears, it says the chicken is looking at you funny.
He ain't shearing me.
Right? If you use a shovel, you could accidentally dig up the grass where you don't really want to.
This is true, but if you highlight an animal, even if it's yours, you go into auto attack. And you're not going to auto attack anything with a shovel in your hand.
That's true. Or a repair kit, for that matter.
If anything, you'll just be repairing the chicken's feathers.
Yeah. Yeah, you could use a
Anyway.
repair kit too, as long as you're not needing to open any gates. Because you
Yeah.
can't open a gate with a repair kit.
You can open a gate with a shovel.
Yeah. But if a chicken stands in the gate, you'll dig under the
I
gate.
have not seen that happen yet.
Yeah. And if you want to prolong the life of your gate, you want to put down a tile and you don't want to dig up your tile.
Okay. Well, yeah, there is a tile underneath my gate.
There
Okay.
you go. Yeah, I try to use knitting needles when I'm working with my chickens. I've got,
Can you forge with knitting needles?
I think you can. I think you can do just about anything except fight with knitting needles.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. But yeah, I used to just use sheep shears because I needed them for sheep. But I got tired of it saying everything's looking at me funny. So I started using the knitting needles.
Well, tell you what, the sheep is doing a good job of keeping 50% of the ground at.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, people put down floor tiles to get the chickens to drop feathers. Why? Just have sheep and cows, or at least sheep, in with your chickens. They'll eat enough grass to cause the chickens to drop feathers.
Yep. And I'm in a place where they can't rope in, so I'm golden.
That, or if you don't have sheep, you can dig up water tiles. Just do the light water. And the light water acts as a tile, and you don't got to worry about it corroding away.
Oh. Okay. And the deep water acts as a wall.
Correct. The nice thing about Wilmington, though, is once you have a patch of water, you almost can't make it go away.
That's cool.
Yeah. It requires mist in order to make, to dig a spring. But once you've dug the spring.
No, it does not require mist to dig a spring.
To dig a channel.
To dig a channel. So if you're careful and you dig every other square of your channel, you can get them for free.
Okay.
But I found that to be a big pain in the ass because it takes a lot longer to dig it that way.
Right. So, yeah, but once you've dug your channel, it almost is impossible to make it go away.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, you can dig it away.
You could dig it away, but it's harder to dig it away. That's what I'm trying to say. So,
and I may wish I hadn't dug away the channel that I dug away, because I may increase the size of my fortress to include the water that was already there. I just increased the chicken sheep space to 8 squares. They were in just 6, but
hey, I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Is ham kosher?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are they trying to sell you kosher ham? I'm level 30 and I never saw it happen. Oh my god.
You upgraded something with your mist and it let you skip. I forget what the upgrade is, but if you upgrade one of your upgrades with your mist, it allows you to skip so many levels. It's pretty freaking awesome.
Okay.
Because I'll be upgrading my stuff, and then all of a sudden, bam, I'm level 60-something. And I'm like, oh, it's time to reincarnate. I'll jump from 40-something to 60-something.
Okay, I know why somebody might be carrying 1,000 gold around with them.
Why?
Their store is not attached to their base.
Perhaps.
Which means it would be pretty foolish of them to...
My store is my base.
Right. Well, I kind of want... I'm thinking about moving my storage to here. Because as long as I maintain it, it's secure.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. There it is.
And once I get powerful enough, I don't know, I'm starting to take note of whose bases are falling apart. It tells me they haven't been around for a couple of days. You know?
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's basically what people's excuse for coming and raiding us. Say, oh, well, your walls were falling apart. We thought you quit.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I just can't keep up with it.
Yeah, you took on more stuff than you could than you could chew.
Well, I inherited it, and I was trying to keep it going.
Yep.
And I couldn't. Well, I could have, but my team kind of bailed out on me. Arwen wanted to move. She didn't want to be next to Bar, and I kind of don't blame her.
Yeah, but Bar is everywhere.
Well, that's true. Bar is everywhere. But I was trying to maintain the base till Drafter got done remodeling his house and came back on full time. And also, my fox is on vacation. And I'm hoping he comes back. He left the tribe after Anastasia's catastrophe. But I was hoping after he comes back from his vacation, he would come back to the tribe and help us rebuild. So I was just trying to keep the whole thing alive. She pretty much was like, you know, going to quit. You know? She's like my main member. So I got to keep her happy. But it's like whenever I said I was going to try to keep it alive until Drafter and Sly Fox came back, she goes, well, I'm just going to quit. Whatever. I don't remember what she said exactly, but she was working on a project. And she goes, well, I'm just going to quit this project then. And I tried to explain to her what my motivation was. And I think I got through to her, but the thing of it is she keeps wanting to move. And it's like where she decided she wanted to move, she's already been raided twice. And then she comes back to the original base. It's like now the original base is falling apart. Says she can't come back.
Right.
Because I'm the only one maintaining it, and I can't maintain it. So I'm downsizing it. So, yeah, it's just chaos. And I got a text.
It's politics, man. It's drama.
Oh, my mom might be calling soon, so... I got to talk to her about this house issue.
Is that podcastable?
No.
So I'll be on my own. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah, you can talk about the game. Basically, there's a family feud. And now my mom's not happy with my aunt and uncles, which you already know the reason why.
Yes.
So it's like now there's three different sides of the family feud instead of two.
Oh, it split even further. I'll have to talk to you tomorrow about those.
Well, yeah, basically the one aunt and uncle who's been a problem since the get-go. And now the other two aunt and uncles are pissing my mom off. And they're trying to keep her on board with them, so they're united against the other aunt and uncle, and their unity is falling apart because they're doing things to my mom that's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to have somebody united with you if you're going to screw them over?
Yeah. Yeah, I was ready to chew one of them out, and I'm not even a family member.
Well, they're worried now. They're worried because the mediation is going to be in the next couple of days. And, you know, they're worried about their united front. They don't have it anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, it's like, listen, you've been screwing me over. What do you expect? I'm going with the other side.
The other side don't want her.
That well, whatever.
They hate everybody.
I just targeted my damn dog.
So now they want me to get my mom in line.
It's like, you want me to get your mom, my mom in line? All right, back off on the house thing.
Well, I told him. I said, well, you know.
She needs a place to stay.
People shouldn't be throwing her stuff in the garbage.
Which you've already done. So, if you want me to convince my mom, get all of her stuff out of the garbage and return it to her.
My mom already got it out of the garbage. That's how.
Well, no, I mean all of it. I mean all of it.
Oh yeah.
Because there's stuff that she didn't get. It's impossible for them to do.
Oh yeah, I hear you.
You know, and you point out you're asking for the impossible because you've already made it impossible.
Yeah. So that's crazy.
Shit.
But yeah, I kind of hope my other uncle drags this whole thing out because it gives me time to save the money to buy the house and do everything I need to do.
There you go.
So the other uncle, even though he's a jerk and a pain in the butt, him and his wife, they're actually working in my favor.
Yep, and you just need to keep your mouth shut about it until... Yep.
That's it. I'm going to tell my mom to do the same. Go to the mediation. Just keep your mouth shut. Take notes. Don't say anything unless you think it, you know, unless you can speak it with a clear head.
Yeah.
Because she can get emotional.
Yeah.
And
I did it again.
I'll just be like, don't get emotional. Just keep your mouth shut, take notes, and speak only when you know, need to.
Yep.
Can you change the flint in these fire sparkers?
Yes. They screw in.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
Can't change them once they get rusty, which usually happens before the flint wears out.
No. Okay. I still had that in my pocket. It's in the passenger seat now. So, yeah. Speaking of which, I need to go get on the game. And salvage what's left of the base. What I can that's left of the base. Ah, dang moth. Try to fly in my mouth.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
If you build walls, putting them on tile makes them last longer?
It is said that putting them on tiles do make them last longer, yes.
Okay, so when I get enough resources, I should probably dig up these walls and replace them. All right.
I just killed a sheep.
Dummy.
I'm gonna have to audio you.
I figured out what I need to do is when I go into the chicken yard, I need to target the dog. When I get out, I need to target the sheep.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Or just carry knitting needles. I got a ton of them.
Yeah, probably.
And they're easy to make.
Yeah.
I mean, they're one of the cheapest things to make. It costs 2 wood to make a pair of knitting needles.
Okay, what do I have on me that's causing me to be... Oh, the stone. Oh, I got 100 stones. Where did I get 100 stones from?
I gave them to you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it was magic.
Oh, because I just broke some walls. Okay. I gave them to myself by breaking down some walls. Good. Now I can go to I can take a walk and go build some stairs.
Now it's time to walk them. Would you like to go to a cafe, senor? Senora?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, point, counterpoint travel.
Okay.
When the woman was talking about how European men are more romantic than American men. Man, this moth will not leave me alone.
In the game or real life?
Real life.
Okay, so after I go and repair my storage facility, build these stairs, repair my storage facility, I am going to go on a hide hunt. When I have 100 hides, I'm going to create a new alt and that thing attacked me. I didn't attack it. Let's see, where do I want to be? I think right there. Forty in Snow Peaks is 200 in Galebrook. Okay, and I found out how you can block upgoing stairs. You surround them by wall.
Oh, okay. Get out.
You surround them by deep water, and then people can't come up. So, while I've got these here, now when you build stairs, do they occur in front of you?
Yes.
Okay.
Most everything appears in front of you except for floor tiles.
Right. Okay, so I can't do it there. Let me try it here. There we go. Bazingies. All right, so I may not be able to use this for a return. But the answer to that is I go build various stairs in various locations, going up near where I want to be. Oh, you're saying you don't think the deep cave changes at all?
Nope.
What about the holes?
With the exception of the holes.
Because I've noticed every once in a while, stairs I could use end up having a hole in them.
Yeah. stairs were there before and now they're not, now there's a hole?
Well, I can go down the stairs, but I can't go back up them because now they're a hole.
Okay, never heard of that.
Ah, well, okay. Let's see now. I think I got a location for you.
Now, I've seen holes, but you have to use a shovel to dig the hole.
You can dig a hole down here?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, I don't want to fall in this hole accidentally, so I'm kind of taking my time looking for it.
Is there a hole next to the stairs?
No, it's right in the stairs.
That's weird. I've never seen that.
You can't tell that there's stairs because there's a hole. But if you go to... let me double check this, make sure I got the right address. Okay, if you go to 204-26 underground, take those stairs down.
To the deep cave.
To the deep cave.
And there's a
you
hole.
You cannot go back up. You cannot go back up them because there's a hole in them. You don't automatically fall down the hole.
Oh, so somebody built stairs over a hole.
No, I used to go up and down those stairs all the time.
So somebody dug a hole underneath the stairs.
You mean this, the holes don't form randomly on their own?
They might. I've never tried to dig a hole underneath the stairs. So you can go down the stairs, but if you try to go up the stairs, you'll fall down the hole?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which I'm not prepared to do yet.
I have to get a lantern and or a rope and dig a hole underneath the stairs and see what happens.
Do it on purpose. So I've got a, see, here's another one. Okay, nobody's attacking me. This one should be at 209-112.
Okay, that's another hole underneath the stairs?
Another hole under the stairs.
Interesting.
You can go down, but you can't go back up.
And you can see the hole.
Yeah. But you can't see it until you've gone down.
Well, yeah, when you're in a deep cave, you can see the hole underneath the stairs.
Okay, this guy I helped out, apparently he's attacking bar towers.
Date...
Yeah.
Mazamoon?
DM2. Or Datum2. I stop at the M. And he responds. Yeah, he asked for some help digging up some road tiles. So I went and helped him. God damn. I'm being mean. I hope he takes it in the humorous light that I meant it. There we go. There's the stairs I was looking for. I did not hit polar bear and hit base by mistake.
Oh.
Don't use swords. Only use dagger or axe near bases.
Yeah, pickaxe or regular axe. Or use shears, he said. Oh, yeah.
Don't use hammers either. Oh, damn it.
He lost his sword.
I had a plus one sword. What kind of... All right, my Galebrook Fortress has its first crack. I'm thinking about expanding it. Okay, where there's one crack, there's going to be many. So I'm going to go around and repair all of the walls. Which means I got to kill that bat. Hey! Sorry, folks. My repair kit. Died. And so what was supposed to be a repair became a damage. That's bogus. You should know ahead of time that it's... So basically use red repair kits to repair your shovel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't use them for repairing walls.
And you can't get out with a repair kit in your hand.
Get out?
Yeah, you can't use a gate.
Oh, no, you'll just try to repair it.
Yeah, which is a good thing.
Right.
All right, so I gotta go around and repair everything. Not bad. This little base has been around for close to a week, and this is the first time I've gone about doing repairs on it. I can see, though, where it's going to be very cumbersome to repair the base I have in Wellington. You're not supposed to attack your walls when you're repairing them. Wow, a lot of these walls were about to be cracked.
Can you hear Erwin punching something?
Yeah, I hear you chipping and...
I don't know what she's punching at. She's punching at the air, basically.
I hear somebody eating.
That was me.
What's obsidian? Oh, obsidian. Yeah, he's building towers.
Oh, yep. Her hammer broke.
Obsidian. Oops. Let's see what I got. I need to spell his name. Yeah, we're a good conversationalist when we do this.
Yeah.
So he's not a bar member, or he wouldn't have bounced off of. So if I just hold on to these raw eggs, will they go bad?
Okay. Arwen, whatever her name is, she goes, we should build, oh, I told her I'm keeping the south part of the base, and I'm going to make half of it for hemp and the other half for hemp boot camp. She goes, sounds cool. And then she goes, we should make it partly a shop, too. But
a shop?
You know, a shop,
oh, store, yeah.
Yeah,
store.
It's not going to be big enough for that. But anyways, I said, then she goes, but you have your shop down the way, so I guess it's not necessary. So I said, I think we should build a camp where we are all together but separate. That way everyone is responsible for their own stuff.
Right.
Then we will have a tribe hub location for everyone, but keep it small. Then I said,
right.
East, where she wants to build, will probably be, I said, east will be best maybe for that, for the camp long term. So what she wants to do, she wants to move east. And long term, I think east is better for what we want to do, you know, for building this base camp. And that way we can put the boot camp members and the main tribe members all right next to each other. So that's long term. Right now I'm just salvaging what I can maintain for me and for the tribe, for both tribes. Because it was my idea to start a second tribe.
Yep.
And the reason I did that was because we brought on this guy who was a problem. And so I thought, all right, to prevent that from happening again, we'll have a boot camp.
Yep.
And the boot camp will be to filter people out. Oh, hell, there was gold hidden underneath that bucket.
Yep.
Holy shit, like 50 gold.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know how much
it
was. Yeah, I don't remember how much. I don't know how much it was, but I know who it belongs to. So I'll make sure he gets it back. Because I don't know how much gold I actually had on me, so I'll have them tell me how much it was. And that'll give me an idea how much it was. But I don't know. I had about 50 gold on me, give or take. I just picked the items up so quick, I didn't stop to see how many there was.
Now, what are you doing with 50 gold on you? Are you crazy?
I know, right?
Bad enough when I have 2 or 3 gold on me and they attack me.
I don't typically get attacked You know, I'm well known in the game and most people like me. And, well, I'm like almost level 40 now. All right, let's see here. It's three squares. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four. Okay. How much wood do I have? I can build.
Okay, to never mind. Sorry, later, okay? No problem.
Oh, only 10 walls.
All right. I know he's building towers.
Tower.
Yeah. Kerplop. And Kerplop.
All right, that makes me a little lighter.
What'd you do?
Built some walls.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I need to attack this bat, but the only weapon I really have is a sword. so I needed to get him to come away. Oh, that's funny. He's actually running from me.
Yeah, I'm keeping the south part of the base because it's like level, you know, it's like the coordinates is 400. So from 0, 400 to 100, 100, I'm keeping. So any noobs, any newcomers, I could just tell them, says, go to base camp, which is at 0, 100. I mean, 0, 400. 0400 is base camp. Oh, crap.
That bad?
Well, yeah. And no. There's a polar bear in with my chickens.
How do you kill it without killing the chickens?
Well, here's the good thing. All right. I've got it designed to where the chickens will walk on the water to act as a tile. And then they'll drop a feather on the other side. So I've got a 5-square strip with, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Right.
I got a 5-square strip, grass, water, grass. Now, this third water at the top turned dark blue, and the polar bear is on the grass at the top, and the chickens are at the bottom, 3 tiles. So the polar bear is in this aisle with the chickens, but he can't get to them because there's dark water separating them, so he's trapped. So when I first saw it, I was like, oh, crap. And then I saw that the dark water is separating them, and I'm like, oh, right. So he's not killing my chickens.
Right.
He's just stuck there looking at me. So I'm about to open this gate and kill him. He's dead. Now I'll get my shovel. Make the dark water light water. Get my knitting needle. Close the gate. Get my sheep shears. Shear this sheep. And there's no wool. I'm going to kill this mouse. All right. Now, to get into my store, a rock formed right in front of the door. So I gotta chip away at this rock before I can go into my shop. Oh, I can't use my pickaxe because it needs repair. Then after I do this, I need to collect clay. I need clay! Clay or wood, but I got a lot of rocks. And I got a lot of meat. I got 115 cooked meat and 51 raw meat. What was that? Which tribe on this map? What's that mean?
They're limiting where you can where you can go. Is it ice sprites or frost sprites?
Arwen just announced publicly a location for a raid. I said, wrong chat. And she did that on purpose. She said she was just trolling.
Trolling?
Yeah. Because I said it in tribe chat. She goes, I go, wrong chat. She goes, nah, I'm just trolling. I go, okay. She goes, I'm still destroying towers, LOL. Oh, yeah, she's in our base taking down towers. So she gave a bogus location.
Slash who? Kano's level 38.
Huh?
You're level 38.
Yeah, how'd you know?
Slash who? 52 players currently on the line. Max 69, Toxic Shred 69. Bay Life is 5. Flutterby is 24. Nietzsche is 16, Miss Red 12, 25, Skitscare 47, Biden 60, I don't know is 7, Sog is 122, I'm told to avoid him, Archdemon 60, Blight 44, Disco Man 420 is 57, Zyxatum is 75, Ice Aurora is 75. Arwen is 42. Ack 1234 is 5. Yeah. Yeah, just last who. It tells you who all is on there. Doofus is 30. Let's see now. I can't find the guy I was looking for. I'm looking for Datum.
Oh, DM2?
Yeah. There he is. Oh, he's level 46. He's only a little higher than me then. By 16 levels. 50% higher than me.
All right.
Somebody gave coordinates. 478, 66 underground. Sure, bring it to me. Oh. Yeah, that's dangerous. I wouldn't follow that. Not unless I dropped everything so that I couldn't have anything stolen.
Right.
Oh, my.
I need to make a fire pit.
Yeah, I got to experiment with that in Wellington. You know, if we learn how to make people nonviolent in this game without forcing them, that'd be a useful skill in real life.
True.
I'm going to work on it.
Let me know how that works for you.
We'll find out. Probably get me killed a lot.
Probably.
All right, so my strongest wall was 67. I'm going around repairing. So by tomorrow, I would have been in trouble.
Right. Don't think very long.
I should mark this date on a calendar and the time. Stand corrected. My strongest wall was 70%. I just found a wall I hadn't worked on yet.
All right, it's shovel time.
Okay, there we go. I think I need to make some more repair kits because my massive pile of repair kits is now empty.
Oh, yeah, I got a massive pile of repair kits, too.
Well, I stand corrected. I had a lens sitting on top. don't really need to have two lenses.
So yeah, go to MysterioLegacy.wiki and you'll see four options. The current one that the East Coast server is managing, and it's all right, but it's biased. And then I've got three others that I'm working on. One of them is a Spruce social network that has a wiki built into it. Erwin just gave her alt away. Darwin. She says, why do you guys hate me?
Oh, Arwen asked?
Oh, she just got killed by Sog.
Oh, Sog hates everybody. If you're not hated by Sog, there's something wrong with you.
He wants to be fire nerd.
She wants to be the fire nerd?
He does. He, she, whoever it is. He's in the base, so he's close to me. So I'm burying myself in this deep water, so that way, if he comes after me, I got an escape route. She feels like he's been targeting her. Targeting her.
Probably, along with everybody else.
Yeah. I got enough for three walls. My digging skill is level 20. So I can bring it up a little bit.
Okie dokie. Now.
I need to bring my fishing skills up. I'm only fishing skill level 1.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to mess with that skill.
It's a boring skill.
Yeah, they have it in Mabinogi. And it is boring. But you can walk away and let your character fish forever.
Right, but in this game you can't.
Oh, that... So it's even more boring.
Yeah. All right, I'm about to be level 39. Once I do something to bump that experience point, then bam. All I gotta do is do some fishing, and I'll be level 39. And my shovel's broke.
Build another one.
Oh, it's not broke. This is an iron shovel. I don't want it to break. I need to get a level 3 iron shovel. Someone says, I'm gay. And then she goes, oops. And I said, wrong chat.
Oh. A certain cute girl that we met at the automotive parts place. Her boyfriend's a girl.
Ah.
Ah, yeah.
I would and not thus, have guessed.
And thus she was so much more serious than the last girl that was there.
Well, is she the boy or the girl?
I'm sorry?
Is she the boy or the girl?
That's a good question. I don't know.
She doesn't strike me as the boy, so she's probably the girl. Because even in gay relationships, there's a male and a female, even though they may be even though they both may be the same gender. At least that's been my observation, and I've had a lot of close observations. mostly with women, but some guys too. There's always a dominant and a submissive. And the weird thing is the dominant ones tend to look more like guys, even though they're women. So they want a woman who looks like a guy, but they don't want a guy. And they want a woman who acts like a guy, but they don't want a guy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, apparently your weapon's no longer – it's hard to say. Because I know I can break my walls with hammers, but I can open my gates now with a weapon in my hand without worrying about it.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas not too long ago, that would have done some serious damage. They're like, oh shit, get that sword out of your hand.
Nah, I don't know about that, but okay. There I am.
This bat followed me down the stairs. Okay, I'm off to be a lamb to a slaughter. This guy wants obsidian from me, and he wanted gold too. So what's he going to pay for it with?
That's a good question.
He's at 118-222 if you want to meet him. Galebrook.
He's probably going to kill you.
No need. If he does, it'll be the last thing I do for him.
If I quit hemp, I'm going to join bar.
Yeah.
Again.
Change it from the inside?
No. I'm going to be a Robin Hood.
Oops. There we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Arwen wants to know if I listen to InfoWars. I said sometimes. I used to be a subscriber. Golden Sperm said, no, what's that?
What's info?
InfoWars.
Yeah, what's info?
Basically.
Oops, I walked past him. Damn it.
Basically, it's like real news versus fake news.
That's true. We're on the podcast, so we should tell people that. I knew what it was.
Golden Sperm says, oh, I thought it was something tribe-related. Sorry to bother. I said, it's all good. Have faith. I knew she was talking to me. He says, she goes, LOL. He says, I'm training unarmed and unarmored at the moment.
Yep, that's me. That's most of my combat. One 18 222. Wow, there's an awful lot of skeletons in the area where... I should probably stop and spend some of this mist I'm collecting.
Spend it. Don't spend it all in one spot.
Spend it in every spot where I earn it. But then I had to break out my notes. Oops. Overshot my destination. Nice thing about the underworld, it's nice and open. No real places to get pinched. Bad thing is, it's nice and open. So if somebody decides to chase you down here, there ain't no way to get away.
You just gotta run.
Yeah. Do that while you're overburdened. Well, drop some stuff, and maybe they'll pick it up.
There you go.
They're going to get it anyway, right?
True. Drop the less desirable stuff.
Well, no.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, just drop one gold at a time or something.
Yeah. There we go. There's the stairs I was looking for. Do, 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 do.
Or drop one heavy item at a time, like stones. Once they realize they're dropping one stone at a time, though, they'll quit trying to pick it up.
Yep.
So you drop one, then you drop 10, then you drop one. Then drop 10.
Mm-hmm.
attack.
Yeah, he's warning me about his towers. Wow, he's got his place packed. There we go.
Trying to get my shirt to blend in. With the background. Ooh, that's better. Ooh, that's perfect. Too bad you can't save your color changes.
Really?
Yeah, if you get your hair color and your shirt color just right.
Oh.
Oh, crap.
Oh, here's a place to know about. It's two stairs side by side.
I think I just screwed up.
What'd you do?
I put my emergency brake and it's not releasing.
Oops. That's real life.
I know. I might have to go to Glenn tomorrow.
Right. How are you going to get that to really? Where are you?
I'm on the property.
Okay, that's good.
I'm at the front of the property. Where I got good internet.
So should I bring?
No, I don't think the brakes work. I don't think the emergency brake works.
Right.
It's still rolling. Freely. Not tight.
Yeah, that might be an appropriate song for this game.
Do what?
That might be an appropriate song for this game.
Oh yeah.
Basically, Barr wants everybody to be that high pitched, dizzy Dane, whatever she is, girl. Who, you know,
needs your protection.
Yeah, I don't know. Is she worth anything? She's got an interesting voice.
That girl? That girl. Sally. I don't know. I think she'd be worth it, maybe. I mean, she's a little freaky, but if I was freaky like her, yeah, she'd be worth it.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, all women are like that to a degree. I mean, well, you have your exceptions, like... Dang, I can't remember her name. Lori. She's more masculine than he is. He probably needs her protection.
I won't tell him you said that.
He probably will agree.
Yeah, he probably would.
You know, out of the two, you know, if I was to mess with somebody, it would be him before her.
Right. Okay, so this store up here on, what the heck is this? Bar's not going to like this.
What?
Dragon built his own little storehouse up in the north.
In the water? In the water?
Yeah, sort of.
They don't mine so much in the water as long as you don't build on their mining trail.
Okay. So, Biden's over here shopping.
And as long as you're on good terms with them. See, I'm on good terms with them, so they don't really bother me too much.
Hi, boss. Oh, Jaius. Wasn't talking to me. Yeah, I'd hope this place is kind of neutral. Okay, so the elders of Bar operate this.
Operate what?
Okay, so Frostbite 4 can be purchased for 80 gold.
I wouldn't do past level. Well, Frostbite would be good because it slows them down so you can kill them.
Right. Oh, that's what that sprite does.
Yeah.
3 steel can be purchased for 1 gold. 35 iron for 1 gold. So basically, I can check out their prices on things, and that gives me a clue.
There you go.
And I'm pretty sure...
Well, that's what I recreated the wiki for.
Right.
So we can do prices. You can go to the Spruce one, and I think the Spruce one is the only one that allows public updates. I'm not sure. I haven't been to it in a minute. But you can go to the wikis that I created at MysterioLegacy.wiki.
Okay. So these books are... 1,000 arrows for 7 gold. That sounds like a good price to me.
Hang on. 1,000 for 7?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I don't have it, but you want the coordinates?
Hang on, let me do the calculation.
You want the per gold price? How many per gold?
I'm already doing it. 1,000... Divided by 7.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Oh, okay.
It's just
I have no
shy.
Idea what this thing is.
It's just shy of worth it. Standard rate is 150 for 1 gold. So 1,000 for 7 is like 145 per gold. You're supposed to get a better deal when you order in bulk, not a worse deal.
Gotcha. All right, so there really isn't much being sold at this store.
Probably not.
Pelt armor for 5 gold. It's plus two, plus three. Humming five. Radiant one. Level 29.
You want the green cloak.
Well, yeah, I like the color green, but that's not available.
The green cloak is a mining chopping cloak.
Okay, well, cool.
Let's see here. Gives you plus four defense, plus three mining, plus three chopping. Then you also want the peddler's gem ring. And you want that blue scarf that looks like a hat.
Oh. I think I have that already.
Yeah, those are for mining and chopping.
All right. Golden Sperm has returned. I love seeing Golden Sperm has caused chaos, brought chaos into the world. It's like, well, yeah, that would.
Yeah. He died by a snake.
Yeah, I'm going to have to start exploring the underworld here.
I've only been down there by mistake.
Well, I'm getting ready to do it on purpose. Should I bring lots of rope?
Just take a lantern.
A lantern? Okay. I actually have a lot of lanterns.
There you go.
Which is why I'm afraid of my base being on a major highway. I love when polar bears group together. I can kill three of them in a single swipe. Well, I can hurt three of them in a single swipe. Which occasionally ends up in them all dying at the same time, except this time I got one left over. Yep, no seeds. No hides. Yeah, I can't wait until I can handle these frostbites.
Ah, dang it.
What happened?
I built a wall where I didn't want it. And I just wasted the materials.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah, so this guy is taking a little bit of advantage of me. But I had the extra obsidian. Whoa, what's going on? How come my sword isn't working? Oh, because I don't have this guy targeted. I knew he was weak.
All right, I need one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 more walls, so I need 130 more clay.
Can you use healing potions in the middle of combat?
Yes, you just cannot use aloe.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's somebody who crafts potions out of the aloe and then sells that. I think I will start copying her. So if I want to go in the wolf cave the back way, I got to sneak past a frost sprite. probably not worth it, because the only thing I really enjoy about that cave is I can kill a lot of polar bears, and I can do that here in Ice Peaks or Frost Peaks or whatever they're called. But then again, it looks like, whoops, there it is. I ain't going there. Those things move faster than me, and they freeze me and kill me. So I'll just stick my polar bears. Besides, I'm really after their hides. Yeah, I think I need uh, 30 more hides before I have a pack of 100.
Cool.
And then I'll make Doofus one. Play him just long enough to get him out the door and hand him a bunch of hides.
I need to make a Kano too. And maybe a Kano 3. Oh, time to repair my store. I see a crack.
Yep, do the whole thing.
Yep.
Arwen gave away who Nightsy is. There's a puppy here with a name. Level 30-something. Okay. I might be able to take him on.
A dog?
Yeah, it was really a person.
Oh.
A dog with a name.
Got it.
Yeah, you know, what would be messed up is if you could, you know, do one of these creatures and hide your name. And then somebody would get surprised when they go to kill the polar bear.
Right.
Disco Man 420 has returned. All right, so in this game, what's a troll?
What's a troll?
In this game. Because obviously it means something different than it does, you know, like on a website.
No, I don't.
A troll is somebody who says mean and vicious things and basically hangs out in chat all the time?
Yes, for the most part.
Okay.
She says she's trolling. She's being facetious.
Right.
If we're talking about Arwen.
Yeah, that's what she said earlier. Well, apparently, who's a what's it? Mr. Level 120 something is known for being a troll. And I think somehow it means something different in this game. Anyway, just got another hide. We'll say 29 to go. just got another hide. Apparently, I just got overburdened by picking up that hide. Okay, there's a sheet of ice over here that I can kill lots of polar bears on. The only problem is right next to the sheet of ice is one of those frost thingies.
Nice.
And sometimes she likes to get involved. Oh, you're over there killing my polar bears. Well, let me do something about you then. Nice thing about this area is if you walk away from the, it's like Noobsville. If you walk far enough away, they repopulate quickly.
Oh, okay.
And they're consistently in the same areas. Yep, I frequently have gotten back in time to pick up the meat from the last kills. Interesting. I don't remember being here before, which is kind of dangerous. Whoa, penguins and a, dang it, I don't even know what they're called. Let's find out at least. Yep, and I'm going to find out the hard way. It's chasing me. It's an ice elemental.
Nice.
And I'm already overburdened. I don't need it freezing me. Fortunately, it appears I managed to elude it. All right, I got to get some new meat. Don't make 500 meats ahead of time.
No.
The last ones become old, cooked meat, and they don't feed you as well.
What is that for?
Because it's killing lots of animals. And I don't have a store yet. Let me say that again without yawning. Because it's killing lots of animals, and I don't have a store yet to sell the meat in.
Right.
Oh, boy.
What's that for?
Because I still don't have a store to sell things in. But I'm going to set one up. And meat will be on the menu.
My mom's calling. I'll be right back.
Will you really? It's already 11:30. It's time to say goodbye anyway.
Okay, say goodbye.
All right, folks. That's it for the DD&D podcast. DimensionDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Okay, I missed her.
Okay. All right, yeah, close it.
This concludes the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to PK Red Towers, Mysteria Legacy, Mabinugi, other games like Red Towers and some other crap, and Dungeons and Dragons!
Did you mention Parallel Kingdoms?
I said PK.
Did you really? It's dead.
I know. But we still talk about it. Oh, Parallel Origin. Parallel Origin keeps posting updates on Facebook, but they still have not got a game available yet. They're like working on they're beta testing it themselves.
Tell them to sandbox it.
They won't.
I think I should spend my mist. I got about 3,000 mist.
Give it to me. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Anyways, I got to call my mom back. So, yeah. Call us Sunday evening at 9:30.
Or at 7 if you want to catch the political podcast.
Political podcast is at scrap.com. That'll be about 7-ish, maybe 7:30 on Sunday.
Well, technical difficulties made it less than 7, yes.
I was there at 7.
All righty. Bye, folks.
So, bye. DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. Check it out. Bye.
Check it out. Bye.